Twilight is Best Applejack. Chapter 1. Well, I'm bored. Being Twilight Sparkle is pretty cool, and there's no denying that. Having flight and magic, being renowned throughout all of Equestria for saving the world multiple times, and having the rulers of Equestria make up a spell to regrow the Golden Oak Library after it was destroyed so that you don't have to suffer the loss of Oki, which is his name, it's pretty awesome. For a while. Because, yeah, believe it or not, being Twilight Sparkle gets boring. Really boring. Pinky didn't even last a week when she tried. When there's no god to save from their evil self, or no centaur to destroy, or no Lord of Chaos to turn to stone, life is pretty dull. Even books get boring. Yeah, books. Because let's be honest, even in Equestria, books are just fucking books. And when you know every book in your library from memory, well, there's just nothing left to do. So that's why, on the fourth Saturday of the week, another perk of being a princess is that you can manage to trick the rulers into changing all of the days of the week for Saturdays. While sitting on her hus bench, that one bench that she loved so much that she decided to marry it. Yet another cool thing about being a princess. But through all of that, she decided that she had enough. While fake reading one of her countless books to avoid having to talk with that annoying pink thing bouncing down the street, seriously, why does she even do that? She can fucking teleport. She suddenly came up with an idea to break her boring routine and turn her life around completely. She would become Applejack. After all, what better change of life than to go from a princess to a farm pony? This was the perfect solution to her problems, and the beginning of every pony else's. Chapter 2. The name's Applejack? Upon arriving at her new home, Twilight was really excited. This was everything that she needed. She would finally fulfill her dreams of being a boring farm pony. She crossed the arch announcing the entrance into Sweet Apple Acres, when someone caught sight of her and dared interrupt her when she was obviously in an amazing train of thoughts.
Oh, hey Twa! What brings you around here?
When she turned her head and looked at who spoke, she realized one problem she forgot to account for. Namely, an orange pony supposedly living here. Without a second thought, she lit her horn.
Twilight, are you a rat?
Annoyed, Twilight quickly responded.
The name's Applejack, and shouldn't you be at your house, Twilight?
Now, Applejack took on a look of pure confusion.
What the hey are you talking about?
Before she could finish, Applejack's horn glowed bright, and in a flash of purple light, Applejack was gone.
She'll figure it out eventually. There can't really be two Applejacks, and zero Twilights after all.
Twilight thought. She then proceeded to make her way to the family's house and open the door with her magic. Just because she was now a farm pony doesn't mean that she should ignore the awesome trademark abilities that she had. It's not cheating, it's more like an extra help. She stepped through the door, and she was met by surprised Granny Smith doing the dishes.
Well, howdy there, Twilight.
She greeted.
What brings you here today?
She said, while turning to fully face Twilight with a smile. Twilight coughed a little before replying.
My name is Applejack, thank you very much.
She said irritably.
Why is this so hard to get?
Granny paused, looking in stunned confusion at the pony named Twilight claiming to be named Applejack in front of her, trying to process the unexpected information, failing to make sense of any of it, and entering in an existential crisis, wondering if her granddaughter had been a purple alicorn all along, and she simply failed to notice it, or wondering if Applejack caught the dreaded alicorn flu and got transformed into an alicorn, which was the only first stage of the disease, and worried Granny even more. Or if she really even was Granny Smith. What if her life was a lie? What was going on? Who was she? And why was the world spinning suddenly? And before she could lose herself any longer into a twilighting of magnitude 85.3, Pinky let Twilight know about the math through her fourth wall ability, so thanks to her, Granny passed out on the floor. Luckily, she didn't hit her head or anything, because Twilight caught her in time with her magic and levitated her to sleep on the couch. A change of identity was no reason to be rude, after all. Once she was done, she figured that since she couldn't ask Granny to remind her of her chores for the day, she would have to figure them out herself. Somehow. Luckily, it wasn't too hard, since on the wall next to the door was a map and a list of things to do, with a big bold title named Applebuck Season.
Holy shit, my first day as Applejack and I get to participate in Applebuck Season? This is going to be so fucking exciting!
She thought to herself, calmly. Chapter 3. Best fucking idea ever. Twilight was trying to catch her breath when she now heard a low rumbling in the distance. For the past 20 minutes, she had been overwhelmed by how fucking boring, and thus exciting, the idea of apple bucking season sounded. She had been prancing, screaming obscenities, and doing loop-de-loops all at the same time non-stop, and she finally had gotten exhausted enough that she stopped to rest a little. The sound seemingly coming from the entrance grew louder and louder, and she soon recognized it as galloping hoofsteps. Who could possibly be in such a hurry to get to this farm thing? She quickly got a response when she heard a shout.
Twilight, what is wrong with you? You know you're supposed to stay with Elkie.
She replied casually.
Who the fuck is that?
Applejack basically shouted. Instead of saying anything, or rather too annoyed to say anything, Twilight quickly lit her horn.
Twilight?
Applejack prompted her, worriedly. Before she had a chance to hear any sort of reply, another flash of bright purple light sparked before her eyes, and she was back at the Golden Oak Library.
I swear, if this godforsaken pony does this one more fucking time, I'm gonna buck her out of there so hard she won't ever reach the ground.
Applejack grumbled in mild displeasure. After leaving the Golden Oak Library through the already open door, Applejack set off to find some pony to help her to understand what kind of acid Twilight was currently under. She had claimed to be, well, herself, actually, and she seemed to say that Applejack should be at the Golden Oak Library, so what was that supposed to mean? Luckily, she knew exactly who she wanted to see and where to find her. It wasn't really hard to find the Cyan Pegasus these past few days. She was always sitting in that same corner of the street on her little cloud.
A few days ago, Satter season happened, and yeah, Satter season was very close to apple plucking season this year. Fuck you.
Anyways, after losing the race to Pinkie Pie and missing out on any drop of cider every single year, so much so that one could only guess how the fuck she even knew how it tasted, this year she had decided to take actions. The night before she visited Pinkie Pie, and Taster, she then attached the pink pony to the stairs of her house and knocked her unconscious with a mighty flap of her wing. Because of this, she finally succeeded in getting herself some cider, and she decided to take her revenge on Pinkie and all the other ponies who dared get in the way of her and her precious cider by buying every single drop Applejack had for this season. AJ never complained. Business was business. Arriving at the specific corner of the street that she wanted to go to, she looked up to find a cloud sitting pretty low exactly where she expected it would be. She called up to Rainbow.
Rainbow, you got a minute?
A loud burp was heard, and Rainbow popped her head over her cloud to look at AJ, a cup of cider in her hoof.
Sure, what's up? Okay, first off, don't you fucking dare do that in my face again. And secondly, I think Twilight's losing it.
She explained sheepishly.
Oh yeah, as she always does.
Rainbow replied chickenly.
No, I don't mean it like that. Okay, basically, it seems like she thinks that she's me and I'm her, or something.
Applejack continued piggly.
Wait, what? Really?
Rainbow said cowly.
Yeah, that bitch just showed up to my place, told me that her name was Applejack, and then teleported me to the Golden Oak. And then, when I rushed back there to get an explanation, she did it again.
Applejack finished poorly.
The fucking bitch did what?
Rainbow shouted in mild annoyance.
Prat, it's fucking bullshit!
Applejack agreed.
Oh my fucking...
Rainbow exclaimed, before swooping down under AJ to get her on her back and flying at bullet speed towards Sweet Apple Acres, creating about 50 sonic rain booms in the process. She was gonna get to the bottom of this, whether Twilight wanted it or not. When I was first requested this fic, the person said that this was a crack fic, and I thought to myself, okay, it was just, you know, the usual stuff. No, it's pretty high up there, much higher than I was expecting, but I like it. Anyways, let's get on to our probably not cracked out donators. Top donators, TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J-Tin Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Courier Crew CI, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Roland, Dash of Evergreen, Rhymy Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Enderai63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Hedge, Skyuchiya, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, T.O.K. Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plencart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Daniel Beck, Six of Nine, and Shyfire. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.